Page 138. The argument came in two versions. Some delegates wanted to leave the decision to the legislature following the final veto. Lemeth, number 8, page 572. Gregoire, number 8, page 567. Others wanted primary assemblies to vote directly on the motion that had been opposed by the royal veto. Lassalle, number 8, page 534. Pétion, number 8, page 581. Executive veto is the solution to the problem of self-interested legislators. The role of the executive veto as a check on the tendency towards legislative tyranny was a permanent theme in the two assemblies. In Paris, Lally Tollendal, citing England as a precedent, claimed that in 1688 the two chambers of Parliament abdicated some of their powers to the executive in order to prevent legislative tyranny. Quote, "It was in order to defend liberty that the two chambers made the king give his sanction to the habeas corpus, and it was also to defend liberty that they united all executive powers in the hand."